Peaceful Parent, Happy Kids. How to Stop Yelling and Start Connecting. Author, Laura Markham. The Secrets of Great Parents. Human beings weren't designed to handle the amount of stress our modern life loads on us, which makes it difficult to hear our natural parenting instincts. But there are parents who seem at peace with themselves as parents, and their children seem to be thriving. Indeed, these parents are approaching the whole experience of parenting from a new perspective. This book dedicates more focuses on parents' behaviours. You'll have to manage your own triggers and emotions to effectively coach and connect. You'll learn how peaceful parenting creates a better parent-child relationship and put the joy back into parenting. Factor 1. Regulating yourself. Break the cycle. Healing your own wounds. Children don't need perfection from their parents. All we need to do is to avoid harming children and to offer them ordinary devotion that has always been required of parents. And the truth is that virtually all of us were wounded as children. And if we don't heal those wounds, they prevent us from parenting our child as we truly want to. For all of us, the task is to consciously examine our own scars so that we don't inflict new ones on our children. The good news is that our children have an uncanny ability to show us our wounded places, to draw out our fears and angers. Anger management. As long as you're human, you'll still sometimes find yourself in a fight or flight mode, and your child will start to look like the enemy and get angry too. To control your anger, give yourself a time out and come back when you're able to be calm. Help your body discharge anger. Change your thoughts. Wait before disciplining. Avoid physical force. Monitor your tone. Nurturing yourself while raising your child. If you're yelling at your child on a regular basis, you may be suffering from what we call SAP disorder, sacrificing yourself on the altar of parenthood. That's when we forget to give ourselves the attention we need. It's not good for us to feel deprived. It kills our natural joy, and our children end up with a resentful, impatient parent. The solution is to tend to ourselves as well as we can each moment of the day, just as we do to our children, to honour both our needs and theirs. Factor 2. Fostering connection. A close bond gives us access to our natural parenting and lets us see things from our child's point of view. Studies show that the best protection for teens from excesses of the culture and the peer group is a close relationship with parents. You're building that connection from babyhood on. Babies, 0 to 13 months. Wiring the brain. Your interaction with your infant over his first year will determine a great deal about how his brain and nervous system are wired for the rest of his life. Your baby learns to regulate himself psychologically and physiologically from his contact with you. Your loving touch regulates his stress and growth hormones. Prioritizing your connection with your baby helps you grow a secure, happy, cooperative child. Toddlers, 13 to 36 months. Building secure attachment. While the job of the toddler is asserting himself as an active explorer of his world, he can start developing those wings only if he's securely attached in his relationship with us. Research proved that as a securely attached babies get older, they form better relationships, have higher self-esteem, are more flexible and resilient under stress, and perform better in every aspect of life. How does daycare affect your toddler? If your little one is in daycare, those hours will certainly have an impact on your child's development. In daycare, the baby may miss the attunement he needs. By contrast, a baby in a one-to-one care with a responsive caregiver may have his needs met. And by the toddler years, a child whose needs have been responsively met will be better prepared for group care. Preschoolers, 3 to 5 years, developing independence. Children are biologically designed to orient around attachment leader. So when they're away from us, they're depending on someone else, whether that's a best friend or a teacher. We can think of emerging independence as the child trusting secure attachment to a parent enough that he can engage with the world and successfully perform his age-appropriate developmental tasks. That means playing with other children without hitting them, or interacting appropriately with a teacher, or taking responsibility for homework. At the beginning, these tasks usually involve parents, but over time the child begins to interact with the world on his own. That's emerging independence. Elementary schoolers, 6 to 9 years. Foundation for the teen years. Your goal during this period is to build a strong relationship with your child, which will provide a counterbalance to peer culture. It is considered the best chance to build a strong attachment while you're still the centre of your child's life. Develop family rituals that foster connection. How to get your child to listen to you. Children have a lot on their minds, and parents can be dismally low on the list. The secret is connection before connection. Here's how. Don't start talking until you have his attention. Don't repeat yourself. If you've asked once and not gotten a response, don't just repeat yourself. Use fewer words. See it from his point of view. Engage cooperation by keeping your tone warm and give choices. Model attentive listening. Factor 3. Coaching, not controlling. Most parents think it's our job to control our children, but when we try, we're bound to fail. We find ourselves feeling powerless, casting about for a bigger stick or carrot to persuade our child. Emotion coaching, raising a child who can manage himself. Every child is born wanting to connect deeply with other humans. That's what makes us humans happy. Our job as parents is to meet those needs and help our children learn to manage their emotions. Acknowledge your child's perspective and empathise. You don't need to fix whatever your child is upset about, but you do need to empathise. Your acceptance and understanding of what he's feeling helps him recognise and accept his own emotions. Behaviour coaching. Raising a child who wants to behave. Most parents worry about what kind of discipline works best to raise a happy, responsible child, and most of them end up using one single style, punishment. Punishment doesn't work to teach children better behaviour because it teaches wrong lessons. Your goals in disciplining your child are actually to help him assume responsibility for his actions, whether the authority figure is present or not. Loving guidance actually accomplishes this goal much better. It increases our influence with our child. The more loving our guidance, the more open our children are to seeing the wisdom of the rules and habits we promote, and the more likely they are to own them. Mastering coaching. Raising a child who achieves with joy and self-esteem. Happiness depends more on self-actualization, which we can interpret as developing our full potential by accessing our unique gifts, honing them, and sharing them with the world. Not everyone can be a star, but each of us can engage in the cycle of exploration and self-expression that we call mastery. Mastery is essential to being happy while achievement. If we think of raising children with mastery as helping them grow wings, then this is the pinnacle of parenting by coaching, not controlling. The future is in your hands. Life is simply the slow accumulation of moments, and each moment gives us a new chance to change directions. We all want to raise children with whom we stay connected. Children who carry our legacy of love when we've gone. We all want our grown children to flourish with the roots and wings we gave them. To look back on childhoods brimming with the love and laughter of parents who made them, feel so good about themselves that anything seemed possible. Every day of your kid's childhood, you're creating that future. So the future is in your hands.